Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper. Speaker Mike Johnson unveils a new plan to avert a government shutdown next week, but it's going to have a hard time getting through the House. The BBC's Shinga Noyaka has more.
Republican Congressman Johnson is proposing an interim budget that expires in stages early next year, allowing Congress more time to agree on a longer-term funding plan. But he will need the support of both the Republican-led House and the Democrat-led Senate to pass the bill and avert a crisis, a shutdown on government programs next week. Democrats and some members of his own party reportedly prefer to debate a single bill once over the staggered process Johnson is proposing, as he pushes for more debate on certain funding programs.
Medical groups here in the U.S. are scrambling to help hospitals in Gaza during the Israel-Hamas war. So far, more than 11,000 Palestinians have been killed and more than 1,200 Israelis. Hamas is still holding on to more than 200 hostages, while the Israeli military continues its strikes on the territory.
Palestinians are making the perilous journey south. They have a four-hour daily window where Israel has agreed to a humanitarian pause to the near-constant bombardment of Gaza. Hospitals in northern Gaza are operating without power, nearing a breaking point. Patients have been told they need to evacuate. Israel says they've agreed to help the most vulnerable out of Al-Shifa, Gaza's biggest hospital.
We will help the babies in the pediatric department to get to a safer hospital.
Christian Benavides, CBS News.
Former President Trump says he wants TV cameras in court for his upcoming federal trial in Washington. He's being accused of trying to overturn the 2020 presidential election. Correspondent Scott McFarlane.
Donald Trump's criminal trial here in Washington in the 2020 election conspiracy case is set to begin March 4th. There are no cameras permitted in federal courts nationwide, but a media organization has filed a motion seeking to allow them in this case, and Trump has signed off, saying every person in America and beyond should have the opportunity to study this case firsthand.
The 2023 Rockefeller Center Christmas tree has arrived in New York City, a sign that the holiday season is upon us. CBS News New York's Natalie Dudridge.
It is a 12-ton tree. It was driven down from Vestal, New York, once it was off the truck. Well, crews, they never waste any time getting this 80-foot-tall tree in place. So the scaffolding, it will continue to surround the tree so that they can deck it out because there are just so many lights, 50,000 multicolored lights.
The tree lighting ceremony takes place Wednesday, November 29th. It's on display through January 13th in Midtown Manhattan. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy overnight with a slight chance for scattered showers. Lows around 35. South winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. High of 54 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 40.
You made it to Saturday night. Welcome to the local right here in Mass. All this local stuff is brought to you by our sponsor, Ignite Glass and Gifts. For glass, gifts, vape, visit igniteglassandgifts.com. Double Dip starts off the Saturday night with the Rousers.
Such a tiny thing in this great big world.
This is Max Inc. Radio. I gotta tell you, Rocker, I was stuck in that crazy traffic. Once the game's over, it's over. Everybody leaves that stadium like it's on fire. I was like, holy cow. There's cars everywhere, back to back, bumper to bumper, all the way downtown. I was thinking to myself as I passed the old studio, wouldn't it have been great if tonight we did it in the old studio? And then I realized none of the buttons would work there.
What game was tonight? I've been busy setting up fans.
Honestly, I didn't pay attention. Which is bad. It's Badgers. It's Badgers. They're playing someone, and I'm sure they won. Everybody looked in good cheer. We've got lots of great stuff coming up tonight on Max Inc. Radio, right?
Oh, Rob, we got a lot of good stuff. You know, Terry, she's off for tonight, so it's me and you here in the studio, and we have lots of stuff. Green Delivery Service, we're going to be talking to Jeff. They have a brand new business that just started up in Madison, and you can guess what they're delivering. And music makes a difference. Bill Zor, the director, he's going to be coming in. You know, my birthday's coming up.
Happy birthday,
and,
rocker!
It's still a couple of weeks away, so we're taking a couple of weeks to create a fundraiser. We created a fundraiser on Facebook for Music Makes a Difference. So Bill Zor will be in here to tell us all about Music Makes a Difference. Secret Menu, the band, they'll be in talking to us at 7:30. And hopefully we'll hear from Jimmy K down at the High Noon Saloon. He's supposed to meander in there at some point. And then live in the Lair, the Feastet, it's going to be jazz.
I love
it's a jazz band. It's crazy. We had them setting up in here. They're all sound checked, ready to go. It sounds incredible. Of course, Max Inc. Heavy at 10 p.m. with Jimmy K. He's going to load up the best Wisconsin hard rock and heavy metal. And let me tell you, Rob.
Yes.
We have a lot of stuff coming up live in the Lair. Let me tell you about a few of these things.
I mean, that list is huge, right?
This list is huge. We have on the 18th, Amelia Ford from Green Bay. On the 25th, that's Thanksgiving weekend, Tani Diakite and Afrofunk All-Stars.
Oh,
that is
going to
be insane. Yeah. Corey Hart's in here on the 2nd of December. Poopy Costello and the New Hiram Kings in here on the 9th.
Work.
On the 16th. That's going to be wild. Six-piece band.
How are you going to get them all in here? It's going to be crowded.
Tonight we have a six-piece band.
Oh. Well,
we know how to do it.
We've got it down, right?
We got it down. Katie Powderly, she's going to be here Christmas weekend, coming out from the East Coast. And then Blame It on Kane, Milwaukee band on the 13th. The Almas, a national band. They just won Rock Band of the Year at the Josie Awards in Nashville.
Sweet.
And then Kaylin Cole, our good friend, she's going to be back here March 2nd. So you know what? Hey, give us email.
Yeah.
Say, hey, my band would be interested in playing in the Lair.
Yeah.
We're booking shows.
That's how you do it. And it's a great place to really get exposure, right? I mean, just get yourself on local radio right here in Madison.
All across Wisconsin.
The whole state. That's right, rocker.
Didn't love.